August 1980, a man named Reinhold Messner achieved something extraordinary. He became the first person to do a solo ascent of Mount Everest without supplementary oxygen. Now, such is my level of fitness, I struggled to do a solo ascent of Ingleborough, I would have thought, without being picked up by somebody on the way. I'm not exactly in great shape. But what he did was extraordinary, and he did it all on his own. And we celebrate people who do things like this. First solo flight around the world. First person to circumnavigate the globe via boat on their own. They are great achievements, but they're not the sort of achievements that we should be looking for people to achieve in the Christian life. No, the Christian life is lived in partnership, at working alongside other Christians. Listen to Paul write the next part of his letter to the Philippians. It's chapter 2 and verses 25 and 26. He says, "But I consider it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, as well as your messenger and minister to my need, since he has been longing for all of you and was distressed because you heard that he was sick." Look at the words Paul piles up here to describe Epaphroditus. They're words that show that Epaphroditus was a member of an army, a member of a workforce, a member of a family. Those are things that are characterized by multiple people together. He was a fellow soldier, he was a co-worker, he was a brother. And this partnership that he was in with other Christians wasn't one that he had been forced into or that was in any way artificial. Not at all. Paul needs to send Epaphroditus to him, to them, sorry, the Philippian Christians, because Epaphroditus was from the Philippian church. And when Epaphroditus realized that the church back in Philippi knew that he was ill, Epaphroditus was distressed because now he'd recovered. And he wanted them to know that he was fine. There was a love between the Christians in that church, as there should be between any Christians, especially Christians in the same church. Christians in the same church are part of the same army, the same workforce, the same family. More widely, of course, they're part of the same army, same workforce, same family as Christians all over the world. There's no such thing as a lone Christian. There's nothing admirable about going it alone in the Christian life. We need one another. God wants us to work together, loving one another.